Hello, I'm Stevie Nicks, and welcome to Song Sung New, the podcast where we take a song and see how much love it's been given over the years. No sun will shine in my day today. No sun will shine. The high yellow moon won't come out to play. Today we're going to take a look at one of music's biggest enigmas, a star known to almost everyone, even 40 years after his death, but fully understood by few. A star who, when you mention his name, a song will instantly come to mind, and yet he never had a hit in the US. A star who did more for peace than any other recording artist, John Lennon included, yet is not revered on the same plane. Most probably because we don't know him as intimately as we feel we know other artists, such as Lennon. Bob Marley was an enigma, but also a contradiction, a man of many conflicting parts. Again, a lot like Lennon. Like John Lennon, Bob Marley sang it as he saw it, which is why he wrote Concrete Jungle, the song we just heard. But if one song was to summarise him, that is, summarise his most heartfelt message, well, it would probably be this one. That's also one of his most saccharine songs, a song that showcases his contradictions. As much as Marley was, and wanted to remain one of the people, stay true to his impoverished roots, he also coveted fame. And the only way to achieve that was to write commercial songs such as One Love. Today's song, Could You Be Loved, is a product born out of the same intention. Written on a plane ride back from touring Brazil in 1979, it was composed with one purpose in mind, to break him in the US. Marley had been trying for years to have a hit record in America, and despite the quality of his songs, Get Up, Stand Up, I Shot the Sheriff, No Woman, No Cry, Is This Love, and the prophetic Waiting in Vain, none of them made even so much as a dent in the US charts. Bob Marley was booked to record his 11th album, Uprising, from January to April 1980, and then he was launching another US tour. But Marley was also running out of time, although he didn't know it. He should have known it, but he didn't. 3 years earlier, in 1977, he'd been diagnosed with cancer in his toe. He was advised to have it amputated, but he refused because his Rastafarian faith considered the body a temple, and to have part of it removed was a sin. He also thought his faith would protect him, so the disease went untreated until it was way too late. Anyway, back to today's song. Like Marley, Could You Be Loved is hard to pin down. In fact, it's impossible to pin down. There are many theories as to what it's about, and the four most popular are: it's a love song, it's about the love he received while performing in Brazil, it's a song about reaffirming your faith in the face of personal struggle, and it's about the battle against poverty. The song also features an interesting instrument, a Brazilian drum called a cuíca. You can hear it right at the start behind the guitar, but you have to listen carefully. A cuíca doesn't sound like a drum. On this track, it makes a mostly ghostly sort of noise in the background. Listen closely and see if you can hear it. Anyway, the fact that that instrument appears on the song lends weight, in some people's eyes, to the song being about his Brazilian experience. But I don't see it that way. To me, it's a bit about reaffirming your faith in the face of personal struggle, but also fighting against oppressive authority, a theme Marley wrote about often. The cuíca was just a new instrument that he'd come across and wanted to use. Let's look at the lyrics. Now there's only two verses. Don't let them fool you or even try to school you, it begins. And you can easily substitute them for authority. We've got a mind of our own, so go to hell if what you're thinking is not right. Again, that sounds very anti-authoritarian. Love would never leave us alone, and in the darkness, you must come out to light. Don't let them change you, or even rearrange you. We've got a life to live. They say only the fittest of the fittest shall survive. Stay alive. This is quintessential Marley, writing himself up as a man of the people. I'm with you, he is saying. Don't let them fool you. We've got a mind of our own. Love would never leave us alone. This may be a song of struggle, but as always with Marley, there is hope and direction. We've got a life to live. Stay alive. But then there's the chorus, and its meaning is impossible to pin down. It remains utterly open to interpretation. Could you be loved and be loved? It's pretty simple, just one line. But what the hell does it mean? And why is there no question mark at the end? Well, that's easy to explain. Marley just didn't use them. There's no question mark at the end of "Is this love" either. Could you be loved? Who is he referring to? And what does the next part mean? And be loved. Could you be loved and be loved? Is he saying, could you, person group X, be loved and you, person group Y? Or is he saying, could you, person group X, be loved and continue to be loved? It's hard to say, and as I said, impossible to say with absolute certainty. But he wrote the line for a reason. And then there's another theory. Is Marley talking to himself? Is you me? Let's go through it. Don't let them fool you or even try to school you. Well, that works. He could be talking to himself there. We've got a mind of our own, so go to hell if what you're thinking is not right. Well, that could be him referring to himself and his people, his fellow countrymen, the oppressed. Love would never leave us alone, and in the darkness, you must come out to light. Same. Don't let them change you or even rearrange you. We've got a life to live, they say. Only the fittest of the fittest shall survive. Stay alive. Well, it is possible that he's referring to himself. And the chorus? Could you be loved and be loved? Is he asking, could I be loved by those in authority? And also by my people. Well, it's possible, but we'll never know. There's one other part of the lyric that we haven't referenced as well. It's not sung by Marley. It's sung by the I3s, his backing singers. They sing, "The road of life is rocky, and you may stumble too. So while you point your fingers, someone else is judging you." And this may also be a clue. The words are taken from a song Marley released in 1962, a song called "Judge Not." This suggests "Could You Be Loved" is a song about judgment. But judgment from who? The Almighty? Marley was, after all, a deeply religious man. And who is being judged? My guess is the song is directed at authority. Marley is saying, "Be careful how you treat us, because you will be judged one day. Not by us, but by the Almighty. And at the end of the day, we are all judged equally. You are not bigger or better than us in the eyes of God." Marley didn't resurrect those lyrics written 17 years earlier for the sake of it. Again, they're in here for a reason. Authority, or the system as he referred to it in other songs, was a theme on this record, as it was on many others. Authority and the fact that the emperor will eventually be seen with no clothes. And finally, we need to get back to the fact that Marley was writing this to be a hit record. Anti-authoritarian songs are always popular. "Fight the Power," "God Save the Queen," "Revolution," "Fuck the Police," "Rock the Casbah," "Say It Loud," "I'm Black and I'm Proud," and another one of Marley's, "Get Up, Stand Up." I think when Marley sat down to write this, he had another song in his head too. A guaranteed sing-along crowd pleaser. I'm sure you know it.
"There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need."
The Lennon references just keep coming. So let's have a look at Marley's arrangement. He wanted a hit. He wanted a song a crowd could sing along to. So how did he dress it up? Well, the first thing he did was something radical. And it really did signal the fact that he was doubling down on this song. He replaced reggae with something that was almost disco. "Is This Love" and "One Love" hadn't been the hits that he'd been hoping for 2 and 3 years earlier, despite their feel-good lyrics and ear-candy arrangements. But those singles had something else in common. Reggae. By 1980, Marley had come to the conclusion that, in order to make a hit, he was going to have to sell out. To a degree. He realised if the people weren't going to come to him, he was going to have to meet them halfway, and that meant a sacrifice. And in this case, it was his signature sound. He only did it on two songs, the single Could You Be Loved and the acoustic masterpiece that ended the album, Redemption Song.
Old pirates, yes they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental.
Every other song on the record was Reggae 101. Could You Be Loved is Marley's fastest song. It begins with a riff that was written by Junior Marvin, Marley's lead guitarist, before the Brazilian tour. Marvin explained it this way to Uncut magazine a few years later. Quote, Bob said, what's that? I said it was just something I was messing around with, and he said, can I use it? Then we went to Brazil together with Jacob Miller from Inner Circle, and we completed the song together. We never got any official credit or compensation, but from time to time Bob would quietly give me some money to keep me sweet. End quote. So Marley had his intro. It was Scar. He coupled it with a quicker, and it sounded like a fly trapped in a jar. It was understated, but highly effective. It made you lean in and listen. And just as you did, the band kicks in. You are hooked, and Marley hasn't even entered the picture yet. When he does, he starts by singing the chorus, another commercial decision. It was a ploy he had also used on I Shot the Sheriff. After the chorus, Marley lets the riff come back into focus before singing the first verse. He sings the first two lines as singular entities. That is, he sings the first line, pauses to let the riff in, and then sings the second line. Again, the riff comes back into focus before he sings the next two lines together, pauses and sings the next two together as well. Now, the purpose of this is to let the riff carry the song. It is by no means the greatest riff in rock and roll, but it's still catchy, and it's different. And when you hear something different, you tend to keep listening. Marley has a message he wants to convey. But this time, the arrangement is also of equal importance. After the first verse, the chorus returns. After the chorus, Marley steps away and lets the riff carry the song some more. From here, most songs would introduce the second verse and chorus, but not this one. Marley has a bridge and some backing singers, and he introduces them early to keep the song motoring along. Again, it's catchy. Marley isn't holding anything back. He's playing all of his aces up front. From here, he does it all again. Verse, chorus, bridge, fade out, end of song. It's a great arrangement. Marley was 15 years and 11 albums into his career by the time this single was released in August 1980. He knew a thing or two about songwriting. He may not have had a hit in the US, but his music had broken through pretty much everywhere else by now. Could You Be Loved is one of Marley's most covered songs too, up there with I Shot the Sheriff and No Woman, No Cry. So let's have a look at some of these covers. Shakespeare's Sister started out as a solo project for former Bananarama member Siobhan Fay in 1988. But she got lonely and a year later roped in American musician Marcella Detroit to join her. That year, they released their debut album, Sacred Heart, which included this cover of Could You Be Loved? But unfortunately, the cover didn't find much love, and it didn't deserve to. It sounds like a school project. Years later, American band Toto, famous for eminently forgettable songs like Africa and Rosanna, released a covers album consisting of songs like While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Watching the Detectives, Living for the City, House of the Rising Sun, among others. And those others included track one, side one, Could You Be Loved? We fair, it's better than you probably had every right to expect, but the bar was set pretty low. If you like hard rock, Fata Madre released a version in 2012 that you would probably like. But if you like hard rock, you're probably not listening to this podcast, and rightly so, so I won't play it. Oh, okay, I will. Just this once. Now before we get to some of the better covers, I want to play you some samples because there has been some good ones. Let's begin with Marley's son Damien, who released And You Be Loved in 2006 to coincide with soccer's World Cup tournament in South Africa. Jamaica's Stylo G sampled the song so much in 2014 that his song Call Me a Leader almost amounted to a cover version. Either way, it was very danceable.
We are Yade, Yade, Big Up the Legend Bob Marley.
Fight through
she want a yardie. She a wine pony something like a Texas Harley. Take the Beamer, take the Benz, take the Lexus from me. Call me a yardie in a me John Gotti. We still a party y'all when we reach 40. Fly go America, me see some real yardie. They a Africa with Naya Bingi a party, yeah. Japanese yardie, European yardie. Everywhere we turn, money earn, we a yardie. We a Jamaicans and we proud of we nation. But when we fly out, them call we a yardie.
I mentioned Marley's son Damien just before, but he hasn't been the only child of Marley's to record a cover. Ziggy released a pretty straight down the line live version in 2018, but 2 years earlier, Sadella got a little more inventive. Not a lot, but a little more.
The road of life is rocky, and you may stumble too. So while you point your finger, someone else is touching you. Could you be, could you be, could you be loved? Could you be, could you be loved? Could you be, could you be, could you be loved? Could you be, could you be loved? Don't let them change you. Oh no. Or even rearrange you. Oh,
fair to say that Bob Marley could be loved. He's had officially 11 children from 7 different mothers, and there is bound to be at least that many who are illegitimate. But if you think that's a lot, well, compared with Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who had, according to some estimates, 75, well, Marley was a relative novice. Anyway, the reason I mention all this is not to pass judgment, it's simply to segue into our next song. One of Marley's 11 children was Rowan, who didn't pursue a career in music. He plied his talents in football and is now an entrepreneur. Rowan was also partnered to Lauryn Hill for a time, and together they had 5 children. Now, Lauryn Hill's career is interesting. A pioneer for women in the hip-hop industry, she first found fame playing with the Fugees, and later released the critically acclaimed and commercially successful solo album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill in 1998. And that record is regarded by many respected music publications as one of the best ever released by a female artist. Anyway, shortly after that album came out, Hill disappeared, dissatisfied with the music industry and her fame. But in the past 10 years or so, she has returned to playing live and recording the odd single here and there, such as Feeling Good on the 2015 Nina Simone tribute album, Nina Revisited. A staple of her live act, and for many the highlight, is her energetic foot-to-the-floor cover of Could You Be Loved? She performed it on Jimmy Fallon's Late Show during Bob Marley Week in 2011, and a year later, on July 4, she joined Fallon's house band, The Roots, on stage in Philadelphia. Now, there wasn't a single person sitting down by the time they had finished playing this song.
Could you be loved? And be loved? Right now, could you be loved? Oh, now, and be loved? Don't let them fool you. Alone, what's in the darkness must come out to light. Hey.
In 2015, Romanian duo Phaser did a bit of busking around France and on January 18 found themselves in Montmartre. Now, the audio quality is obviously poor, but the performance isn't. They certainly get the crowd on side. That shows you how music crosses divides and brings people together. That was a Romanian couple in France singing a song written by a Jamaican for an American audience. On February 6, 2015, a group of Israelis got together on what would have been Mali's 70th birthday and recorded this catchy a cappella version.
The road of life is rocky, and you may stumble too. So while you point your finger, someone else is judging you. Could you be, could you be,
could you belong?
Could you be,
could you belong?
Could you be, could you be,
could you belong?
Could you be,
could you belong? Don't let them change you. Or even rearrange you.
In 1983, a 23-year-old French tennis player called Yannick Noah sent the country into raptures when he won the French Open, a feat that no Frenchman has equaled since. But tennis wasn't Noah's only passion. He had a deep, abiding love of music, and thanks to his tennis earnings, the means to pursue it. In 1991, he released his first album while still on the tennis circuit. And 11 years later, he was on to his sixth, Homage, a tribute to Bob Marley. The album was sickly sweet, with arrangements that sounded like soft drink commercials. His cover of Could You Be Loved, though, was arguably the best track.
Don't let them change you. Whoa, yeah, yeah. Say something.
Raga reggae.
Say something,
rockers, rockers,
yeah, yeah. Say something, could you be loved? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Don't let them fool ya.
Oh no.
or even try to school ya. We got a mind of our own. So go to hell if what you're thinking is not right. Love will never leave us alone. I in the darkness, there must come out to light.
Light, light.
Yeah. Could you be loved?
When I think of Could You Be Loved, I don't immediately think of jazz. But jazz is such a rich form of music that almost any song can be reimagined in its idiom. And if you need proof, you need to listen to a New York duo called Acute Inflections. Acute Inflections is Elisia Douglas, who is a former Broadway singer, and bassist Siddiqui Pierre. In 2021, they released an album of Bob Marley covers commemorating the 40th anniversary of his death. Now, if you like Marley and you also like jazz, well, you'll like the album. It's called 400 Years and it's available on Spotify and iTunes. Anyway, track 11 was this inventive interpretation of Could You Be Loved? It's not going to be to everyone's taste, but for mine, it is the best cover the song has been gifted. Primarily because they take the song somewhere new. I'm not saying it's my favourite, but I do think it's the one that takes the most risks. Almost all of the covers we've heard today tread a similar track, but not this one. See what you think.
Could you be loved?
Could You Be Loved did not prove to be the US hit that Marley wanted. In the UK, it went as high as 5, but in America, it only made it to 45. The album that it was on, Uprising, was released on June 10, and it also made it to 45 on the US chart, his third highest charting album behind Rustaman Vibration and Exodus. Upon the album's release, Bob Marley and the Wailers headed to Europe and played to packed houses everywhere. In Milan, for example, more than 100,000 people turned out to see him. From there, the band flew to the States and played two shows at Madison Square Garden. The day after the second performance, though, Marley went for a jog in Central Park, but collapsed and was taken to hospital. Scans showed the cancer had spread to his brain, lungs, and liver. So what did Marley do? Well, he kept his appointment with his fans in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and played at what was then the Stanley Theatre on September 23. Sadly, it would be Marley's last performance. He was so ill that he couldn't continue and the rest of the tour was cancelled. A recording was made of the performance though, and it came out in January 2011. 8 months after Marley's final performance, he would be dead. The cancer had spread too far to save him. Bob Marley died on May 11, 1981. He was just 36. But Marley's legacy continues to this day, although it has to be said, in becoming a saint, his backstory has been heavily sanitized, just as it has with Lennon. In his book Reggae and Caribbean Music, author Dave Thompson writes, quote, Bob Marley ranks among both the most popular and most misunderstood figures in modern culture. That the machine has utterly emasculated Marley is beyond doubt. Gone from the public record is the ghetto kid who believed in freedom and the fighting which it necessitated. Instead, the Bob Marley who surveys his kingdom today is smiling benevolence, a shining sun, a waving palm tree, and a string of hits which tumble out of polite radio like candy from a gumball machine. Of course, it has assured his immortality, but it has also demeaned him beyond recognition. Bob Marley was worth far more. End quote. And he was. In 1994, Bob Marley was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2000, Time magazine named Exodus as the album of the past century, ahead of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. In 2004, Rolling Stone said Marley was the 11th greatest artist of all time, ahead of the Beach Boys and Buddy Holly. In 2000, the BBC named One Love as the song of the millennium. Bob Marley was an artist who knew the power that music wielded. He was a political activist who used his music to convey his views, and it was a stance that almost had him killed in 1976 when assassins raided his house just days before a political concert. He was also the face of reggae, and still is today. That no one in the reggae field has come close to matching his stature speaks volumes for Marley's talent. Reggae, in its purest form, isn't music for the masses. But Marley might have begged to differ. Could You Be Loved wasn't Marley's best song. It wouldn't even be in his top 20. But if you wanted a Marley song to play live and have the crowd join in, well, it's in the top 2 or 3, if not number 1. Could You Be Loved isn't Marley's best song, but it is still relevant, sadly. It still speaks to us. It could have just as easily have been written about the 45th President of the United States. And that thought alone calls for a joint. It is impossible to know where Marley might have taken his music had he lived, but just a decade later, hip-hop started to emerge from the streets of America. Marley always had his ear acutely tuned to street music, and it is entirely probable that hip-hop would have infiltrated his sound. And who knows where that might have led? It is our loss that we will never find out.
Of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dogg, hope you at the dock. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve McCain. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizzies, they use it for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact,
cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must be drop gangsta shit.
What's my motherfucking name? Yeah.
to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day, dropping shit with my nigga Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this, and niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top, tick tock, now what a Glock, just some nuts in the top. Robbing motherfuckers, and I kill them blood cops, and I step through the fog, and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, 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 oh. In the motherfucking air, and we the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink. Why? The doggies on the gang, my bank rolls on swole. My shit's on hit legit, now I'm on parole. Stroll with the dog pound right behind me, and up in your bitch is where you might find me playing that cheap thing. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts, and guess what? He is I, and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Jah love, Jah love. vibration.